Hello there, this is Evangelist Timothy Ruver coming to you with the Word of the King. Today on the Word of the King, we are going to be considering the holy jealousy, holy rage of Jehovah Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us where the word of a king is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou? Before we get started today on the Word of the King, I would like to open up with a word of prayer and with a song. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to come to you, dear Lord God, right now, and I just want to thank you that those words were declared by your Son, Jesus Christ, those words, it is finished, when he gave his life, his blood as a ransom for all men, so that men everywhere who fear you, dear Lord God, in spirit and in truth, could come, as it's given unto them from heaven, and they could know your covenant, dear Lord God, even as the secret of you, the Lord, is with them that fear you. So, Lord, I thank you, dear Lord God, that by grace through faith, and that not of myself, I have fled to Jehovah Jesus, and thereby I need not fear suffering his holy vengeance as a result of his holy jealousy and his holy rage against iniquity, against sin, and those who willfully go on committing sin. And Father, I just pray now in the name of Jesus that as a result of this broadcast, dear God, you would cause souls to flee to Jehovah Jesus for the refuge, for the hiding place from the wages of sin, the power of sin, and the wrath to come, even as that is found in him alone. For he is the only refuge. He is the only refuge. He is the only hiding place from sin, Satan, and the wrath to come of you, living God, upon the devil and his children. So, Lord God, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, work in hearts now. And, Lord God, may you take this message as it's heard by those who have already been born again and cause them, dear God, to all the more want to be bold and display a thankful heart, dear God, for what a great wrath, what a great death you've delivered them from through your Son, Jesus Christ. And again, Lord God, I thank you. It is finished. Salvation is sealed for all who come unto Jesus. And I thank you, dear God, that I've been sealed with your Holy Spirit of promise as a result of his finished work on the cross and your hand, Father, drawing me unto him as the Son, quickening whom he will by the power of your Holy Spirit. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here it is. It is finished. Hallelujah.
Drawn through the ages, on that line stands the old rugged cross. On the cross, a battle is raging for the gain of man's soul or its loss. The earth shakes with a force of the conflict, and the sun, it refuses to shine, for there hangs God's Son in the balance, and there through the darkness he cries, it is finished, the battle. Dream. is finished, the battle is over. It is finished, there'll be no more war. It is finished, the end of all conflict. It is finished, and Jesus is my Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's because it is finished. It's because Jesus Christ finished it all on Calvary. Dear friend, dear listener, that I and you, by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, can say, in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. You are a defeated foe. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Not just talk like that, but to live that every single day. I know it's easier to say a lot of times than done. It's something how, you know, it's so easy to talk one minute, but to actually live it the next, amen. But no, let's start talking back to the devil a little more in the name of Jesus. And I'm talking to myself just as much as you when I say that. I'm preaching to myself just as much as you. And let's start talking back to our own flesh in the name of Jesus and take control of our own natures by the power of the Holy Spirit, not let our own sinful natures rule over us, but to always be led by the Spirit as those who are the sons and daughters of God. Again, I think of how it is finished. I think of how 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 5 and 6 reads, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." One God, one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. No room for your Mary. No room for your Catholic priest. No room for any man. The man, Christ Jesus. For he is the one mediator between God and men. And we're talking today about the holy jealousy and the holy rage of Jehovah Jesus. Open up, please, King James Bible 2. Proverbs chapter 6, we're going to read verse 34 and 35. Verse 34 reads, "For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance." Verse 35, "He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts." Now, of course, we know that as long as men come unto God Almighty by the ransom of Jesus Christ, provided for on the cross of Calvary, where he cried, "It is finished," as a once and for all offering for the sins of the world. Well, God and the man Christ Jesus always have and always will honor that ransom. But ultimately, it's not with that ransom that the wicked seek to come to God in the day of judgment when their sins at last find them out. No, it's too late then to receive the ransom. We're told Jesus Christ himself said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Jesus said, "And then he will say unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity." So, they got their casting out of devils, they got their many wonderful works, they got their prophesying in his name. Well, men have many ransoms whereby they seek to appease the wrath of God. But by nature, they'll have nothing to do with the one ransom that God has provided. No. Man would rather come with the sacrifice of the wicked, which is an abomination to God. Man would rather show up in his own righteousness, which are his filthy rags. And that's all the more why God will, in the day of his vengeance, destroy those who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they shall with inflaming fire suffer vengeance and destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be revealed with his holy angels and to be honored and admired in all them that believe. We're told in the book of 2 Thessalonians. "And you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance, and then the may not the gospel of God, who shall suffer vengeance, that eternal." It is written there. You read it for yourself there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. But when I consider how Proverbs 16 verse 4 reads, how the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Verse 34 of Proverbs 6, for jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. Turn over to Exodus chapter 34, verses 12 through 14. And while you're turning over to Exodus 34, while you're turning there, I'm going to read something here out of Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 here reads, told these six things doeth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Proud and heart are an abomination unto the Lord, we're told. And the proud heart is abominable, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Exodus 34, verse 12-14. It is written, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant. Covenant, meaning that. An agreement with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare, trap, in the midst of thee. Verse 13, but ye shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves. Verse 14, for thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. And that God, whose name is Jealous, and who is indeed a jealous God, he came down to earth as the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And indeed, thou shalt have no other gods before him. And yet, this world today is full of idolatry and idolaters. Those who would love and who would adore that which is above, the one true God. And they love that which is below him as though it was above him. And so, adoring that which is below the one true God as though it was above him, they are indeed guilty of idolatry, and they are indeed provoking him to jealousy. It's written, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. All over this world, souls, they're superstitious. They're bound down to these statues, these graven images, be it of Buddha, be it of Mary, be it of any one of the gods of, or gods so-called of the Hindu religion over there in India, and bound down in their hearts to images of men. Indeed, by nature, all men seek to worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And therefore, the Creator, who is none other than Jehovah, Jesus, is filled with holy jealousy and holy rage against them and their idolatries. Romans 9:22, we're told, what if God, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering, the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Proverbs, again. We already looked at Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. Turn over to St. John, chapter 5. St. John, chapter 5. Here in St. John, chapter 5, we're looking at how the God, whose name is Jealous, and who was a jealous God, spake these words in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Remember, thou shalt not covet that which is thy neighbor's. For the law is a schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. For it's appointed the man once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And this God heaven and earth, whose name is Jealous, and who was a jealous God. He said this in St. John chapter 5. St. John chapter 5, starting in verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. What things soever he doeth, these things also doeth the Son likewise. Verse 20, For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doeth, and he will shew him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. Verse 21, For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Verse 22, For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. All men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Again, as Jehovah the Father is to be worshipped, so Jehovah the Son is to be honored and worshipped, as Jehovah the Father is honored and worshipped. Verse 24 of St. John 5, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Thank God that this God, whose name is Jealous, and who is a jealous God, and has every right to be jealous, as he is the one from whom all good things flow down to us as his creatures. Thank God that he's willing to cause his creatures to pass from death into life. We're told in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Continuing on here in St. John 5, verse 25, This God, whose name is Jealous, come down to earth as a man, yet fully God, said this, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming. And now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Verse 26, For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Verse 27, And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Verse 28, Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Verse 29, And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. And indeed, in the day of judgment, when Jehovah Jesus judges, his judgment will be more than just, when he says unto those who die in their sins, Apart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. We're told sin is the transgression of the law. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. To use the name of God Almighty, whose name is Jealous. To use his name flippantly when you're joking around with your friends. To use it in a way that's empty and without reverence and holy fear. To say God and the word damn simultaneously, as many do in their speech when they're in a moment of rage. To say the name of Jesus Christ in a way that it's not worthy to be used. To use it in any context. It's empty, without holy reverence and fear. To take his name in vain. And the God, whose name is Jealous, is, you do it one time, you'll not be found guiltless. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Let's turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I made reference to this earlier. Let's turn over there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 6 through 10. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense or to repay tribulation to them that trouble you. Verse 7, And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul speaks how it was delivered unto him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're told in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And Paul, testifying of how this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was delivered unto him, wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, that he was seen of Cephas, verse 5 says, speaking of Peter, then of the 12, Verse 6 says, after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep. It is written, Romans 5, verse 8, 9, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Oh, you best flee to Jehovah Jesus before you face the holy jealousy and the holy rage of Jehovah Jesus against you and your sins. For the Lord, he abhorreth all manner of evil. And he's going to abhor the image of those who continue on in such evil. As the wicked made for the day of evil, as those brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed that Peter wrote of in his one epistle. Turn over to St. Matthew chapter 24. St. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to start reading verse 27 and go down to verse 31 in St. Matthew chapter 24. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Here he is, the God whose name is Jealous, come down to earth as a man, and yet fully God and wholly jealous. He says, speaking of his return, his second coming, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Hey, even as lightning, when it strikes the soul, talk about physical lightning now, when it strikes the soul, that lightning you see in the sky, you know what it's like to get struck by lightning? Thank God I don't, but this much I know, whenever lightning strikes somebody, it doesn't have any mercy. And so, when the Son of Man comes back as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, he will have no mercy upon his enemies. Verse 28, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. He goes on to say, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory. Verse 31, he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Verse 32, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. Verse 33, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. So yes, Jesus Christ, he's going to come back. Jehovah Jesus, he will. And all the tribes of the earth are going to mourn because of him. As we wind out here in the Word of the King, this is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. You ever had an abortion? You ever had your baby aborted? Murdered in the name of abortion? The Word of God says, whosoever hated his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. God equates ungodly hatred in the heart for your neighbor with murder, because that's where it all starts. Told in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God goes on to say there, I, the Lord, try the reins. And he is the Lord. He gives every man according to his ways. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome. Are you prepared to face God? Do you have forgiveness of sins? Do you have God Almighty abiding within you? Your body as a temple of the Holy Ghost of God? Do you have power over sin? Do you have power over death? You have power over the devil, even as you are in Jesus Christ, who's defeated sin, who's defeated death, who's defeated the devil. When he said those words, it is finished. Has the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed you from all sin? Or do you still stand in danger of facing the holy jealousy and the holy rage of Jehovah Jesus? Are you one who has believed on him and can say that you're fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which you've committed unto him against that day? You got the Spirit of God bearing witness with your spirit that indeed he's begun a good work in you? And even so, you're confident that he's able to perform that which he's begun in you until the day of Christ as the author and finisher of your faith? Jesus said in St. John 6:44, no man can come unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And yet without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, the thought that anybody could get born again or get saved and have favor with God without hearing the preached word of God? Billy Graham may like to believe that, but he's dreaming. There's no such thing as having favor with God apart from faith, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, as we wind down here in the word of the king. I'm told, thou shalt not commit adultery, one command. Jesus said, you've heard that it was said of by old, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Are you a porn addict? Are you addicted to pornography? You're an adulterer in your heart. Hey, you don't have to sleep in bed, literally, with your neighbor's spouse in order to be an adulterer in the sight of God. No, you just have to commit it in your heart. You just have to lust. You just have to covet your neighbor's spouse in your heart. And that makes you guilty of adultery. And the adulterer shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, nor shall inherit the kingdom of God. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. Verse 24. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. And even so, Jesus Christ said, when he was here on earth, as that holy God, whose name is Jealous, there at the Last Supper, he said, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Thank God he has made a covenant, a testament, with all who come unto him, in and by faith of Jesus Christ, so that they could know him as the consuming fire, yet a friend. So I would encourage you, call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and you shall have the God, whose name is Jealous, living inside of you, and yet a friend of you. This is the Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, this has been the Word of the King. God bless you and yours.